Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to episode 3.5 of How Did This Get Made? It's another mini episode. I am Paul Scheer, and twice a month I am joined by my two friends, Jason Manzoukas and June Diane Raphael, and we try to make sense of the movies that make no sense by seeing the movies that no one wants to see. So far, we've tackled some of the classics, Nick Cage, Travolta, Cher. And now another Hall of Famer is added to the Pantheon. That's right, I'm talking about the one, the only, M. Night Shyamalan. Now, this is a movie that came out in 2010, and it racked up a record of Razzie nominations for Worst Film, Worst Supporting Actor and Actress, Worst Ensemble, Worst Director, Worst Screenplay, Worst Use of 3D Technology, and Worst Rip-Off Movie. That's right, I'm talking about a movie that only has 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's the one, the only, The Last Airbender. What is it about? I read the descriptions, and I don't even know. I'm going to tell you what iTunes says. Air, water, earth, and fire, four nations tied by destiny, when the Fire Nation launches a war on all the others, and it goes on and on and on. Apparently, the cartoon is awesome. This movie, not so much. I have no idea what this movie is about, but you're saying probably right now, like, Paul, you're clearly not a laugh. Well, what's a last? A last Airbender fan? No, guess what? Even the fans hated it. Listen to what a few of the superfans had to say on opening night.
All right, we're here with some of the younger first fans for The Last Airbender, and we'll start with the youngest. What do you think?
It sucked.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
I really didn't like it.
There you go. Those are the fans at opening night. They're dressed like the characters, and they hated it. Even took me 3 months to admit that the first Star Wars was bad. I am excited to see what this movie has in store for us. So here's some of the choice reviews from Rotten Tomatoes. The characters are completely unevolving, the narrative incomprehensible for the most part, and the performances seem to reflect the bewilderment of the plot. Sounds great. Unspeakably bad dialogue delivered from excruciatingly bad actors in a plot so illogical and stupid it kills unicorns. Whoever wrote that is a genius. Stilted dialogue, wooden acting, glacial pacing, cheesy special effects, and tacky-looking sets. All are poorly staged and edited action sequences in murky 3D. I want to see this movie. And, you know, a lot of people say that the movie has clunky exposition. I don't know if that's true. Let's take a listen.
My brother and I live in the Southern Water Tribe, which was once a big city. Our father's off fighting in the war. My mother was taken prisoner and killed when I was young. In this time of war, food is scarce.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I guess maybe the exposition has something to be desired. The movie is currently available on Netflix. You have to rent it on DVD, though. It's not on demand. I'm sorry about that. And it's also available to rent for $3.99 on iTunes. So that's good. Get it on iTunes, $3.99. Now, on each episode of How Did This Get Made, we ask you to participate in a little game. Now, since this movie has been ripped apart by critics so badly, we thought we would change it up a little bit and maybe have you compliment the movie, but compliment it in a way that's kind of like a backhanded compliment. And we're going to read the best ones on air. So what's a backhanded compliment? I don't know, anything like, wow, you know, you kind of did the best you did with those terrible actors. That's kind of a backhanded compliment. Or something like, man, that CGI snow doesn't look as bad as everyone says it does. Another backhanded compliment. So send your best backhanded compliments about The Last Airbender to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com, and we'll read the best on air. And we will see you next week with a very special guest. Watch this movie. I'm kind of dreading it, but all the clips online look hilarious. All right, see you next week. Bye-bye.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.